Now, warm, sunny, with highs in the mid-20s. Music to our ears. Not so for Ish Cairn, here today to tell us to conserve our water, as many supplies are now in drought status across several counties. Margaret Attridge is Ish Cairn's Head of Water Operations. Give us the overview, please, Margaret. What is the situation now around the country?
Hi, good morning, Mary. And look, while this weather is very welcome on many fronts, it is actually putting increased pressure on our schemes, because in warm weather people use a lot more water. So we're doing what we can on our side to maintain supplies, but we're really, this water conservation campaign is asking people to help us by making small changes in their daily routines to conserve water.
Mm. You have 31 water supply catchments in drought status at the moment across 12 counties. I mean, this is bad.
Yeah, it just means that in those schemes there isn't enough water available in the source to maintain supply, and we're doing what we can do to keep supply going through these summer months. But we really need the public just to make slight changes to their daily routines, and that will really help us to protect those precious water sources, the ones that are more vulnerable. There are simple steps that you can make in your house to conserve water, like out in your garden. If you run a hose for an hour, you'll use the same amount of water a family of four will use in a day. So, like, use a watering can with a rose head top on it. Use a bucket and sponge to wash your car, but just leave your hose in the shed. And then in your house, there are tips available on our website, but simple changes like reducing your shower time can save 7 litres a minute. And if you don't leave the tap running when you're brushing your teeth, if you brush your teeth twice a day, that'll save 12 litres a day. Like, can you imagine pouring 12 litres of bottles of water down the drain? That's what's happening if you leave your tap running. So really simple changes can make a big difference to secure our water supply throughout the summer months.
You're appealing to people's, I suppose, their better nature, their better angels to do what you're asking, to conserve the water. But have you any way of trying to police this? You're talking about a water steward. Is that something you think would make a difference?
Well, our water stewardship is really an advice service. We work with businesses on providing them support and providing on water stewardship within their business. And that's a support service we provide. What we have put in place in some of our more vulnerable schemes is a water conservation order, which essentially is a hose pipe ban. We have a hose pipe ban in place now in 3 schemes, in Milford and Donegal, in Lochuil and Mulgar area in Westmeath, and Oldcastle and Kells in Meath. That water conservation order has been in place for about 2 months now, but we are continuing to monitor all our schemes throughout the country.
Finally, briefly, if you don't see people adhering to your call for conservation, are we looking at water being reduced significantly at different times in different places?
Well, in some areas that of the schemes that are under pressure at the moment, we're doing what we can do to maintain supply. We've mobilised find and fix crews. We're tankering to reservoirs. And then in some areas, we are already restricting supplies by night or reducing pressure just to keep the supply going throughout the day for the more vulnerable customers.
All right, Margaret, thank you very much. Margaret Attridge there from Ish Cairn, 27 minutes to 9. News headlines from Brian Jennings.